This is Marketplace. I'm Adrienne Hill. Christmas is a shiny, sparkly time of year, in part thanks to that centuries-old decoration, tinsel. Now, those shimmering garlands are, for some, an eyesore, but there are fans out there who love nothing more than the look of a tinsel-trimmed tree. As part of our series, Holidays Brought to You By, Bobby Allen from WHYY in Philadelphia has a look at our changing relationship with Christmas tinsel.
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
The U.S. birthplace of tinsel is in South Philadelphia. The company Bright Star has manufactured the thin, sparkly stuff for three generations now. Judy Kinnerman and her son run the company. Her late husband, Sandy, was known as the Tinsel King.
For many, many years, when my husband was very involved in the factory, he would come home and the tinsel icicles would be hanging from his shoes, and he'd bring them into the house all the time, every day.
Those Christmas lights that look like icicles you see hanging from porches everywhere? The family has a patent on that, too. But the original wispy stuff is still their number one seller. Kinderman says Bright Star still controls 80% of the market.
I think it has tapped into a sense of nostalgia, where people today, with all the bells and the whistles and everything is so glittery, we're still looking for the traditions.
Tinsel was invented hundreds of years ago in Germany. Back then, it was a luxury good made of real silver. In modern times, the delicate strands were made of lead until the government declared it a potential hazard to children. Now, it's made of shiny PVC sheets like this. Sourced from China. But some still covet the old school version.
Of course, we still have customers who come in to this day and ask for the lead tinsels because they were beautiful on the trees and they hung very, very delicately. But that has changed.
Les Gould is the guy to talk to about how the tinsel market has evolved. He runs Orman Incorporated that sells holiday decorations to 1,500 independent retailers around the country. And tinsel sales have declined.
I would say at peak and to where we are today, our business in that is probably about 10% of what it used to be.
What's taking tinsel's place? High-tech decorations like LED reindeer and...
These laser light things are very popular right now.
He's talking about these little devices that shoot an array of green and red laser stars that you can project on your yard. He says they're especially hot in the suburbs. Kathy Decato of New Jersey passed by the tinsel while out holiday shopping recently. She thinks tinsel's kind of cheap-looking.
I like ornaments, lots and lots of ornaments. I like bows and ribbon around the tree rather than having tinsel and garland. Yeah, it reminds me of when I was a kid, which is nice, but I don't want to see it now.
Bright Star's Kinderman isn't too worried, though. She says the company makes enough tinsel every year to string it around the entire globe and still have a little left over. They're still shipping thousands of feet of tinsel every year. And increasingly, there's a growing market among web consumers.
It's kind of sparkly and shiny and a little bit different. You know, obviously, draping yourself in tinsel would be a little odd.
Angela Davis of Dallas, Texas, just put the finishing touches on a red tinsel purse she's selling on Etsy. And she's also offering a gold fuzzy tinsel scarf.
When you mix it with other things in the blend, I think that that kind of maybe brings it to a little bit nicer of a level.
Elsewhere on the craft site, you'll find green Christmas tinsel dresses, tinsel top drink stirrers, and of course, knitted hedgehogs made out of tinsel yarn. But to any crafters looking to add to the pages and pages of tinsel oddities found on Etsy, beware. Craig says tinsel has its sharp edges and can nick you as you weave. In Philadelphia, I'm Bobby Allen for Marketplace.